This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris will represent the U.S. at a Swiss peace summit for Ukraine later this month. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says more than 100 nations will attend the summit in Lucerne.
First, very strong step on the way to peace.
President Biden's due at a Los Angeles campaign fundraiser the same day, hosted by George Clooney and Julia Roberts. Asked if the president's absence sends a bad signal.
There hasn't been any single leader around the world who has supported Ukraine more and more stridently than Joe Biden.
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says no matter who represents the U.S.,
there can be no question that Ukraine has no stronger backer than the United States.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Israeli military has confirmed the deaths of four more hostages held by Hamas, including three older men seen in a Hamas video begging for their release. The three men were all age 80 or older. They appeared in a video in December released by Hamas. Monday's announcement heightens pressure on the Israeli government to agree to a new ceasefire proposal that could secure the return of hostages still held in Gaza and end the eight-month war. Yemen's Houthis say they targeted a military site on an Israeli port city with a new ballistic missile, the Iranian-backed group's military spokesperson said on Monday. The Houthi militia, which controls the most populous parts of Yemen and is aligned with Iran, has attacked ships off its coast for months, saying it acts in solidarity with Palestinians fighting Israel in Gaza. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist groups.